Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Silent night, holy night.
That sounds like Bing Crosby. Welcome back, folks. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas. This is our Christmas Day show. We're having it with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Andrew is Andrew. Your book, Franchising and Licensing, is coming out. It's fourth edition in January. Congratulations on that, folks. Look for that wherever books are sold. And JonesDay.com. Is that the website, Andrew?
Yeah, that's the website for the firm. A lot of good resources on there. All my contact information is there. And check it out.
All right, Andrew. Thanks for joining me on my Christmas Day show. As a man of the Jewish faith, What is there anything you'd like to say to people of other faiths, Islam, Christianity, Hindu, whatever? Is there anything any thoughts you would like to leave with us today on this day of reflection?
Sure. First of all, we have a heck of a lot more in common than we do differences. You know, there's a set of values that I think permeate every religion. Those values are designed to make us better people. Better family members, better community members, more respectful of each other. And if we peel away the layer of the onion, even just one layer, let alone two or three, we'll see that there's a lot more that we have in common than there are differences. And in my humble opinion, any dispute or intolerance over religious practices is just ridiculous.
Well, I think it's important to separate. And I'm reading a book by, this might seem odd to bring up right now on a Christmas Day show, but I'm reading a book by Christopher Hitchens called God Is Not Great, The Case Against Religion. And it's an interesting book, and everybody, I think people should read the book, regardless of how you feel about whether you agree or disagree with him, which I don't agree with him, but I want to know what he has to say. And Andrew, my point is, the differences that we have, most of us, is about religion. You know, some of the intolerance that's out there is about religion, but not about, you know, our faith in God, those of us who worship.
Yeah, the differences are about custom and practice. I'll tell you.
And pardon me, but what I was going to say is, think about how much of religion, as we worship, as we practice it today, is man-made. Not the inspiration. I'm not talking about that. Not the source. I'm talking about the practices is man-made. What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I guess I mean by the custom and practice. We, we had a visitor yesterday come by to repair something, and because school had closed early with the snow, her young daughter was with her, and her young daughter was about 7, 8 years old, and she came up to me and she said, "Do you know you only have one more day to get a Christmas tree? Why don't you have a Christmas tree?" And I began to try to explain
her. Out of the mouths of babes, right?
Yeah, exactly. And she said, "Aren't you worried that all the good Christmas trees are gone?" And, you know, her mom began explaining there that, you know, not everybody has a Christmas tree. And that doesn't make them a bad person. You know, mm-hmm. It just means that the custom and practice.
Or that they're procrastinators.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that we spend so much time associating with the custom and practice as opposed to getting to the core beliefs. And yeah, the core beliefs, like I said, are remarkably similar in all of the world's major religions. They really, really are.
Well, and if you think about exactly the, you know, one of the things that I've done over the years is delve a little bit into the Upanishads from the Hindu faith and also Yi Chi from China. I mean, some of the things that we practice as Christians and Jews today, Andrew, some of the really fundamental, wonderful things that we practice were written about 10,000 years ago in Yi Chi.
Exactly. And I'll tell you another thing. You take on a given Saturday or Sunday, take a copy of a rabbi's sermon on a Saturday morning, take a copy of a sermon from a Catholic priest on a Sunday morning, put them next to each other on any given subject, and tell me that you can find major differences in that sermon. I challenge anybody listening to this show to if you again get to the core of the sermon, whatever the message,
which is love.
Tolerance. I challenge you to find me major differences in that sermon.
I agree, and this is what you and I practice this in our relationship. You practice it with many others. I practice it with many others. Andrew, I want to thank you for being here today. I'm thankful to that you and I have our friendship. I'm thankful for that.
I'm blessed to be your friend and your advocate, and blessed to be the go-to Jew.
Thank you, Andrew, and Merry Christmas.
And back to you and your family.
We'll see you later. Got to go for this hour, folks. Merry Christmas to you. I'll be back one more hour after this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.